Well, what did Newsom Corbett look like?
Well, you've seen his picture. And he wore a beard. I never saw him without one. And my mother said the beard was red and his hair was red when he was young. Well, not fiery red, but the beard was redder than the hair. And he had... I thought he was a very handsome man myself. I can hardly describe him. He had beautiful blue eyes. He had dark hair when I knew him. And that beard, which was no longer red, it was darkened and later was gray. And he was a man not very large, but he wasn't a tiny person either, just the average size. And was only 63 when he died.
What did he die of, you know?
Stroke, apoplexy.
Now, where is Newsom Corbett buried?
Mud Creek.
Also at Mud Creek?
Yes.
Now, another question much along the lines as before. Can you think of something about him that was especially distinctive or characteristic, something that really stood out with him?
Well, I suppose it was his frankness, speaking his mind, and not being afraid to stand up for what he knew was right or felt was right. And another thing was his, I suppose you'd call it integrity, because if you had his word, that was as good as a signed paper. He lived up to his word. He was a pillar in the church and a pillar in his community.
Now, what was Newsom Corbett like emotionally? Was he quiet or loud, happy or melancholy, funny, stern, easygoing?
Well, when I never saw him in any way except easygoing and acting happy, and he would sing a little and he whistled a great deal. He exuded happiness most of the time.
Do you think he passed on in the traditions of the family any special personality characteristics or ways of doing things or way of looking at life?
I think he passed on that love for teasing to some people. And I hope for honesty and integrity and hard work. He didn't raise any slackers.
Do you think you have any of his qualities in you?
I hope I have. I don't know.
Which ones?
To be guided by my conscience, to love people, to be an influence for good, and to try to make the world a little better because I've been here. That's all.
Well, I think you've succeeded.
Oh, well, I think you're partial.
I am. Are there any family heirlooms or property that came down from your grandparents on your either side of the family?
Not that I know of, no.
Now, we may have covered some of this, but let's see. Can you tell us something about your father's parents, your grandparents on your father's side?
I've told you all I know about them.
All right, we started with them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, can you think of anything else about your ancestors? Any stories that were told about the Corbett family or the Starlings or that we haven't mentioned? Or the Whites?
Well, there's one thing I didn't know until I began to dig into the genealogy a little bit and found that my grandmother Corbett, who was a starling, was the daughter of the second wife of her father. And I suppose the first one died. I'll have to look at the record again to see if I can find anything there. So he had had a wife before that. And then one little story that I thought was unusual and not too flattering either. I was told by Everdale, and I think she got it from Gladys, and Gladys got it from Grandma, that her father, great-grandfather Starling, was what they called crabby, you know, cranky old man at the time. And an example was given that he was sitting on the porch and one of the children was a baby, and the baby would crawl to the edge of the porch and almost fall over into the yard, and the houses were built high then, and he grabbed the baby and pulled it back. He said, "Don't do that." And that happened several times. He had to pull the baby back several times. Finally, he just let the baby go, just let it fall out. And hurt the baby very badly. Just let him go. And which I never could have done. But he said he's got to learn. Just let his babies crawl off a big high porch. His wife was about to kill him for that.